So let's get going on Mark. I'm still in chapter 3, which is actually where we left off. And I'm captivated by the book of Mark. I absolutely love the detail of the miracles and the process. And today I want to talk to you about how disruptive, and I'm already using one of my words, disruptive following God can be. But how beautiful that disruption can be. I think we underestimate how big a reordering of our lives we need in order to get to where we want to go. It's just not going to happen by keeping the status quo, keeping things as they are. This is sort of a disruption to things. And Jesus is having that same experience, and he uses it as an opportunity to teach us about the purpose of pain and disruption. And there is a confrontation between Jesus and some of the Pharisees, and the discussion goes something like this. Verse 23, so Jesus called them over in chapter 3 and began to speak to them in parables. He said, how can Satan be divided with itself? If a kingdom is divided against itself, it simply cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, the house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, that won't stand. It will come to an end. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house, he tells this parable, without first tying them up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house. I'll tell you the truth. People can be forgiven for any sin or any slander, but whoever blasphemes the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. They're guilty of an eternal kind of sin. Okay, I really wish I had the time, morning Corba, to get into the eternal thing and Carol in Cape Town, but I won't today. I want to talk to you about the first part of a divided house. And the Bible is trying to, Jesus is trying to reiterate in this parable with these guys that you can't live for any length of time. Anything can't live for any length of time if it starts to fight itself. And he's detailing this to say that although there might seem some internal conflicts and even some external criticisms, they're necessary to help you shift in the direction in which God wants your life to go. So strife, disruption, disagreement is all necessary in finding your God-ordained direction. I wish I'd learned this a little earlier. You just can't keep everything and go where you want to go. You have to disconnect from some things. Let God plow up the ground, disturb and disrupt things. But it is in that very process that new seeds fall, new things grow, new direction is found. So today, I want to talk to you about how incredibly valuable it is that God disrupts our lives in such a way that the jigsaw puzzle pieces are broken up and new ones are added, and God recreates the picture. And this passage of scripture teaches us a couple of things. The first is that whenever things are internally disagreeable, the result is that things don't stand. So if you want to have a stand, a solid stand in anything, you have to come into agreement. That means that I must agree with what God says, and then I must make sure all the parts of me agrees with that decision. God doesn't want anything out of unity in me personally. And then God doesn't want me to live a life out of unity. You may have people in your life or practices in your life or places you go to in your life. They're not in agreement with where you're going. And so there'll be disruption and there'll be discontentment and there'll be disagreement. And it's supposed to be like that because that pain is like labor pain, the Bible says. I know very little about that, but it's about labor pain. And its idea is to get you to birth yourself in the direction that God had intended for you. So when you experience a disruption today or any other day, when you experience a little bit of stretching, a little bit of a pain, when you experience a little bit of friction and confrontation, consider that it is God teaching you to come into agreement with God's plan for your life, and that your life should flow in one sense of agreement. And when the minute you do that, an extraordinary kind of peace and power comes into your life. And when things are in constant conflict with something in your life, you have to ask, is it because it's what God wants to get me into, or is it because it's what God wants to get me out of? And to make a determination to figure out the difference, and then make your way there. So over the next couple of days when we navigate the book of Mark, let's ask God to disrupt the mundane so that he can direct us into his plan, into his eternal plan. And if we can do that, something supernatural, I really think, happens in our lives. And so Jesus is telling the crowd, and he goes a little further in the same chapter. He tells his own family, what is my family? Well, people who do the will of God. Not my family is not just biological. My family is also spiritual. And I think there's tremendous power in appreciating that kind of disruption that leads us into destiny. Cool. Shall we pray? It's almost 10 minutes after 7. We'll be back tomorrow. And I'll jump on a couple of minutes early so we can say hello to one another. Trust that you have a great day. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your direction that sometimes comes with disruption. It sometimes comes with tension, disagreement. It sometimes comes with a sense of internal conflict. We thank you, though, Lord, that what that does for us is that it causes for us to come into agreement with what we need to be and teach us that a disruption either is to tell us to let go or to get in a little further. Help us work that out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.